You found Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on Primetime Action, live from the South Point, Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin. Seattle had a 4th-and-1 at their own 36, 10:51 left in the second quarter, up 7-3. Not a notion to go for it from Pete Carroll.
Didn't even try to draw him off.
Nope.
Just said, you know what, we'll gladly hand you the ball back.
He don't play that new school game at all. Kelly, let's update everything going around sports tonight.
Yes, a live number in that game right now, Seahawks -5.43, the live total over in the NBA. Got a bunch of games in action, 76ers and Magic. This game is tight, 91-89, 2.5 minutes left to go in the game. Nuggets all over the Heat with Jokic back in the lineup, 79-55, 7 minutes left in the third. Nuggets 17.5-point live favorite, 213.5, the live total. Rockets up on the Thunder, 46-35, 1:15 left in the second quarter. The Rockets, 8.5-point live favorite, 192.5, the live total. The Bulls on top of the Hornets, 60-57, 2 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Bulls, 6.5-point live favorite, 238.5 the total. Pacers up on the Timberwolves, 57-48, that game at the half. Pacers, 5.5-point live favorite, 212.5 the total. And the Cavs with a 3-point lead over the Mavericks, 1 minute left in the first quarter. That game is 26-23. Mavs, a 3.5-point live favorite, 211.5 the total. And the Spurs up on the Wizards, 20-20 now. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Wizards, a 2.5-point live favorite, 201.5 is the live total. Over in college basketball, we've got a couple games in action right now. Sam Houston in Texas, that game is 25-18 Texas. Texas a 21.5-point live favorite, 136.5 the live total, 7 minutes remaining in the first half of that game. And in the NHL, 3 games in action, the Matt hated Kraken up on the Sabres,
no,
5-2.
Yes, they are.
I refuse to believe it. 5-2.
And they're up largely.
5-2.
Yeah.
That's more goals than they've scored all season.
Sabres 13-1 live, 9 is the total. Coyotes up on the Jets, 1-0.
What's the live line on Sabres?
13-1.
I'm getting in. Knew this.
Empty it out.
Coyotes -155 live. Jets +115, 3.5 the live total. And the Canucks up on the Canadiens, 2-1, 6:40 remaining in the second period. Canucks -260. Canadiens +190, 5.5 the total.
I made a bet today. 2 bets. Warriors to win the title. +550. I don't care. It's not the best number. I don't have the best number on Steph Curry to win MVP either. And Colts, 40-1, win it all.
All right.
Sure did.
All right.
3rd-and-3 for Washington. Their own 17. Oh, their own 16. Oh, you should have snapped it right there. Man jumped off sides. And they're going to give it to Washington. They're going to get an offsides, and that's going to be an automatic first down for Washington. Bailed out deep in their own territory. And that is a first down for Washington. There you go, baby. Dunlap jumping off sides. All right, let's take a look at these. Will you make the playoffs, yes or no, in the AFC? We did this for the NFC earlier. Top 4 teams have been removed here. So no Ravens, Titans, Patriots, or Chiefs. Everybody else on this board. Bengals, yes, -225. Bills still at -1,000 on the yes. Their schedule is easy. Chargers the closest to a coin flip. Everybody else, dog price. How about the Colts at +125? Give me that. What do you like best here?
Will they make the playoffs? Well, we know for sure. We know pretty much for sure. Steelers are not. So you can just wipe them off, even if that +550 looks tempting. I mean, they're last in their division at this point. They would have to leapfrog, you know, 3 other teams because they're not going to get a wild card. So they're dead.
By the way, there's a scenario in the AFC West this coming week where all 4 teams are tied.
That's fun.
That is fun. That's fun. Denver would have to beat Kansas City though.
That's fun. I mean, like, obviously, I think Cincinnati's going to make it, but -225, you don't want anything to do with that. The Bills, despite the fact that they have been kind of leaking oil, it still feels like it would be a hard-to-believe scenario that they don't make it. but maybe the plus 650 of all the bets on there would be the most interesting. Because remember, there are two games left against the Patriots. If you believe that the Patriots are a better team than the Bills and could possibly beat them twice, that would be a pretty interesting scenario then for the Bills as far as trying to get into the playoffs.
Well, I talked about this earlier. First down, Washington, near midfield. There you go, Curtis Samuels. There you go.
Did he? The one of his 20 snaps.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Curtis Samuels.
I played a game.
There you go.
Welcome to the team.
All yak. There you go. What about that game Monday night? Because I mentioned this earlier. So it's New England 8-4 at Buffalo 7-4 Monday night football next week, a week from tonight. New England with that half-game lead over the Bills in the AFC East. And you have two teams. Again, New England has beaten the Jets, the Texans, the Jets, the Chargers, the Panthers, the Browns, the Falcons, the Titans, a diminished Titans team without their three best offensive players.
Taylor.
Taylor Heinicke! With a very spectacular three-yard
pickup. How did he do that?
Because he's Taylor Heinicke. And the Bills, again, beat Miami, Washington, Houston, Kansas City, Miami, the Jets, and New Orleans. So combined record of teams, the Patriots have beaten 38-53, combined Bills opponents 31-47. Who do you like in that game? Because that would go a long way towards this, wouldn't it?
I already have a plus 3.5 on the Patriots in my account that I made last week. We were not able to talk about that because you limit the topics we can talk about on this show because we can't talk about lines a week in advance. But yes, I already put that in the. We gotta get Gil those like soundproof headphones for me. And you can have like one segment a week.
Earmuffs. And now we put Gil into.
Yeah,
we put
it's Gil like, into a now, soundproof and now booth. Earmuffs with Gil.
Gil takes a coffee break.
And we'll talk about some of the lines here in a little while. But yeah, I bet the 3.5 last week on the Patriots. I figured if the Patriots won this past, which it didn't move all that much, actually, but I figured if the Patriots won this past week that it would move. So I went ahead and wanted to get the hook on there. It only moved to 3. It didn't move drastically or anything like that because the Bills did blow out the Saints. But I have the 3 and a hook, so I feel pretty good about it.
Does the Chargers know at even money? I mean, it's hard with this team. It is hard with the Chargers right now. Very coin flippy, obviously. Minus 120, yes. No is even. I still think the Colts at plus 125 is my favorite there. The yes at plus 125. Colts, it's hard with some of these teams, right? The Colts were minus 3 in turnovers to the Bucs yesterday. Colts had 5 turnovers. Dominated the first half, got rolled in the second half, largely because they were minus 3 in turnovers. The Titans were minus 4 in turnovers. A week after, they were minus 5 in turnovers. They're minus 9. Don't have their players. And then what was the other game? Oh, the Eagles, right? They were minus 4 in turnovers. Like some of these games, I don't know how much you can read into them based on that. Because you're going to get rolled if you're that in turnovers. And you can't let it really pollute those teams moving forward. And I don't think the Colts should be polluted. By the way,
well,
it
kind of played out.
Please watch Hard Knocks.
I did watch it, actually.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. But the scenario that I talked about leading into that game was kind of did play out, though, right? Like, the bad Carson Wentz showed up in that game multiple times. And, like, that's what scares me about this Colts team is if it comes down to him having to win you a game, because Jonathan Taylor did find a very tough time running the ball.
He did.
And if it comes down to Carson Wentz having to make plays, you saw it yesterday. If you watched the game,
you were right about that. Yeah,
he's just good enough where you're kind of like, oh man, can he do it? And then he just can't do it. Like he just can't.
It's excellent analysis.
He just can't do
it. Yeah, and that's the way I feel about like Ryan Tannehill when he's not surrounded by a million options. Like,
right. He needs to be surrounded by one option at this point.
Right, that would help. Yeah, immensely. But
here's the Colts' remaining schedule though: Texans, Patriots, Cardinals, Raiders, Jacksonville. So, not horrible.
Not horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm circling all the way back to this. Will they make the playoffs? But I think you guys are probably right. It's probably the no on the Bills or the yes on the Colts that I would.
Be able to run on the Texans, so you don't have to worry about that. they'll be able to run on the Jags. You don't have to worry about that. So that's two more wins. So that's eight wins for them for sure. And then they need to get one out of the Patriots, Cardinals, and Raiders most likely to be in the mix. I think you can win one of those three games.
It's such a scrum. Look at those records. If we just show those records again, these are not the top four teams. But the number one seed in the AFC is the 8-3 Ravens. So
we're a complete fraud.
A complete fraud. So every one of these teams, even all the way down to the Browns and Dolphins, they're just so bunched up in the AFC for all seven spots. Washington across midfield. Once again, down 7-3. 5:25 left in the first half. And this is a very deliberate drive once again.
As I still, Chiefs are going to win it all again. I mean, Chiefs are going to win it all.
Win the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chiefs are going to win it.
I'm really looking forward to taking another bloodbath in the Super Bowl betting.
It was a dark day around these parts.
That's still what I think about somehow.
Oh, no. There's a hog molly walk.
Wes Schweitzer is who that is. Schweitzer. We'll come back. We'll look at week 13 lines, this coming week's lines, for the first time on the show. See what our reactions are to that.
Oh,
no! Are you kidding me? That's a pick for Jamal Adams off a bounce that was right in the breadbasket from Taylor Heineke. Oh, my goodness.
That was Logan Thomas, yeah. That would have put us over, probably.
That would have put us over.
Ugh, right down the middle, too. Heineke couldn't have thrown it any better. We'll come back. We'll look at those week 13 lines right here on VSiN's Primetime Action.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on Primetime Action live from the South Point, Gil, Matt, and Kelly. Russell Wilson, another long one to Tyler Lockett. Somehow they lose track of him. Midfield for the Seahawks up 7-3 after a Jamal Adams pick. Logan Thomas hit perfect timing by the Seahawks on that last pass from Heineke. And there is a forced fumble, and it goes right to
we got it.
Washington, I believe, has it.
By we, I mean I play for the Washington football team.
Washington with the ball. Oh, and there's a flag.
Of course
holding.
Please be a holding.
Holding.
I don't see it anywhere around there.
It looks like it is going to stand as Washington football, whatever this flag is. Let's find out. What a play by Landon Collins, who was toasted on this play, but punched it out of Alex Collins' hand, and Washington with the football as if there was a punt.
Collins on Collins violence. Right
Collins
there.
On Collins violence, yeah. Landon Collins, who as a kid always wanted to be a Washington football teamer. Then ended up a Giant. Wasn't too happy about it initially. What a play. What a play. When you get toasted, do that. And Washington will start at their 27-yard line, let's call it. Holcomb on the recovery.
Landon Collins can
Russell Wilson's kick fingers rocks. Looking a lot better.
What's that?
Russell Wilson's fingers looking a lot better.
A lot better his third game back.
Landon Collins can kick rocks.
All right, let's look at some of these games. Let's go Thursday night. Cowboys, 5.5-point favorites at the Saints. No Mike McCarthy. Looks like the COVID outbreak was initially exaggerated. There you go, Taylor Heineke. That's Logan Thomas.
There we go. No! Call it a catch.
They called it out?
They're
having a conference. They're having a conference. Like, look, you were wrong. It was a catch. And I'm going to overrule you. And now it is a catch.
It's a catch!
That's why you tune into Primetime Action for the full transcript of official to
Mystery
official
Science
conversation.
Theater 3000 on NFL games.
Why would she have thought that was not a catch?
That one referee was like, listen, you're number 100. I'm number 78, all right? You know, listen to me. I'm number 78.
So clearly a catch.
You're number 100.
Nice catch. Do you like the Cowboys here, giving the points to the Saints?
Yeah, this is way too short.
There are so many big road favorites on this slate. This morning on Guessing Lines, it was one after another.
This is way too short, and not only is this too short, but like, I mean, if Taysom Hill is going to play like this should be even a bigger reason if you even are considering mildly backing the Cowboys. Like, Taysom Hill is going to turn the ball over minimum two times.
Wait, is Taysom Hill starting this football game?
Yeah, he will be
starting. That's the deal? Oh, I didn't hear that.
I don't know if they've made the official announcement, right? But all the reports are saying that he's leaning, they are leaning towards starting Taysom Hill.
Okay.
Something along those lines. You will get Kamara back, right?
Oh,
sounds like Kamara is going to be back this week.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
Like, we keep thinking.
There's that, but like Taysom Hill like takes away some of the stuff that that Kamara does well is the problem. Like, it's not like a bonus for him. Also, this is 4.5, like at DraftKings.
A lot of places,
right now, like a full point below this. That's a gift. Bet the Cowboys, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's a good. I had it circled as a money line parlay tie in somewhere with something, but yeah, I think you could easily lay 4.5, 5.5.
Let's go through these big road favorites in the early window because I'm curious which of these dogs do you think is live? Buccaneers are 11.5 point favorites at the Falcons. This ticked up while we were on air this morning, was 10, went to 11, went to 11.5.
Yeah, and 10.5s are still available out there. So if you do want the Bucs, you can get a better number than this. The Falcons, I think, are mildly live here, like mildly live. But
what a polite way.
That's
to say
the
that.
Only way that I would. That's really the only way because the problem is just they're.
It's too many points, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, their mile level, their defense is just so bad.
It's so bad. I don't honestly. And, I mean, yeah, we're talking. We always hit these on Monday. We hit them later in the week, as well, obviously. But this is one of those games. As far as right now on a Monday, I have no interest in looking at even that opening number. I'm like, you can't lay that point, that amount of points with the Bucs in a divisional game on the road. But I'm also have no interest in taking the points with the Falcons right now.
There are 30 survivor entries, 2 pending on the Seahawks tonight, left in Survivor, each. Remaining entry right now, intrinsic value of $200,000. They got a bunch of choices next week. Here's another one. Cardinals, -8 at the Bears. This should be Kyler Murray back against Andy Dalton.
In the account twice. Matt, how about you?
Kelly and I were trading early week teaser opportunities. What's the one that we got on last week?
Well, I was going to say, these we were talking about a week ago.
Yeah.
So 8 days ago.
Yeah. So we got this. It was this, Colts, and...
And Vikings.
Vikings, yeah. Yeah. So, I was in on this one when it wasn't up to 8. It was just sitting at 7, even at 8, taking it down to 2. I mean, this is just... Because they're going to want to... Again, they want to play... Now, whether he's going to be healthy enough to go or not, we don't know. But, like, they want to play Justin Fields in this, which should make you like that even better with the Cardinals.
What is the mixed message? I thought it was Justin Fields, and then he changed his tune to Andy Dalton.
Well, he changed his tune to it's the if Fields is – it was the Fields was going to go.
Well, I and thought it was when and, he's ready,
and
he'll
then
be
it became
our start.
The, yeah, and then it became the, well, if he's ready to go.
Then it became the, wait a minute, if I have a chance to keep my job.
Yes, yeah, wait.
Dalton.
Are you saying there's even a 12% chance I can keep my job?
Yeah.
Hey, Rifle. Red Rifle. You still feeling good, buddy? Let's do this.
Are you surprised the Bengals are only 3-point favorites hosting the Chargers? Early window.
I am, and it is 2 in my account, actually.
Yeah.
I took it at 2. I missed the 1.5 where it opened at 1.5. I got it at 2 on the way up to 2.5 and then on the way to 3.
I hit the 2.5 after me and you were texting about this last night.
Yeah.
Matt's I bet it at -2. I'm like, I was looking at that earlier. I was like, I want to look over a couple more things. I'm going to probably bet that, though, too. And he's like, well, the 2s are way gone. And I'm like, okay, I better get on the 2.5 now, though.
I was like, the 2s are gone. You better get in on it if you want to get in on it.
I guessed 4 this morning, so I love this 3.
Yeah. I mean, dude, 1.5. It opened at 1.5.
Man, I don't get it.
Like, it opened at 1.5. I mean, like, it was... That lasted all of like 45. I was trying to get it. Like, I'm punching it in. They're like, yeah, that's gone. 2.
Gone.
You can have 2.
Washington ball at the Seattle 49. Exactly 2 minutes left. Washington has all 3 timeouts left. No rush there. J.D. McKissick for 4 yards to start this off. So half the football field to navigate here in the final 2 minutes if Washington wants to get into the end zone.
I mean, seriously, if you look at this game, where does the Charger, where do they have anything? Like any sort of advantage whatsoever? I mean, like, the quarterback position's a push, if not a lean to Cincy, if you just look at the advanced metrics or whatever. Running back position, I think you're taking Mixon over Eckler just about any day of the week as they sit right now. You look at the wide receiver weapons that the Bengals have as well. I mean, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what you'd like about the Chargers in this game.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Here's another one, probably a road favorite, I'm guessing. Yep. Vikings -7 at the Lions. Now, this one, I like the Vikings. I think this is the game where the Vikings take out all their frustration. I guessed higher than 7. I said 7.5. I don't know why this is just 7 here.
Two teasers tied in already for me.
Give me the Vikings.
We took this one last week as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we took this one last week as well in the look ahead.
3rd and 9 after a Heinicke sack.
Oh, boy.
Oh, brother.
Oh, boy.
They've been getting a fair amount of pressure on him. That's the first sack.
They have.
He's had to dodge.
3rd and 9, another pressure-filled pass.
Oh, a duck.
No.
Oh, that was a duck.
Adam Humphreys, the intended receiver, and Washington will be forced to punt.
Lay out for that ball, 5'6", Adam Humphreys. Come on.
Again.
I mean, if this is one of those things that's a complete overreaction to the Dalvin Cook deal, like, again, then you hadn't watched Alexander Mattison play. Like, the dude is...
It's not, though. I mean, as far as with the bookmakers, because this line was 7 the whole time.
It was. I don't understand.
No, I'm saying why it hadn't moved, why it hasn't moved off of this. Like why are people not backing the Vikings here?
I don't know.
I'm saying.
Like, if this is...
Yeah, why is this not 8.5 like the Colts is by now? Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, what's this?
Oh, boy. Come on.
What? What's this?
Do us right, number 19.
What's the story here? The Seahawks defense coming back out on the field.
Yeah, Jamal Adams didn't look happy there, so.
What is the conference? I don't like this conference.
This is way too much conferences
Stick
already
with your
in
flag.
This game.
Stick with your flag, whatever it is. Bailout. Come on.
Heinicke looks confused.
Don't pick it up. Pete Carroll looks confused.
You have two refs talking to each coach right now trying to explain.
And let's see what happens here. Holding on the defense. Automatic first down, Washington. Automatic first down, a new set of downs. Ugo Amadi on the hold.
If referee number 100 was one that threw the flag right there, then she's back on our good side.
Oh, yeah, because you can't cover Terry McLaurin. Ooh, that was kind of ticky-tack. Oh, that wasn't it. Here it is. Humphreys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he grabbed him a couple of, I mean, like,
I've seen more not called, I should say. All right, 127 left. We're back to where
we were. We'll take it, but that was
ticky-tack.
We'll take it.
1st and 10 at the Seattle 43. Full allotment of timeouts. No, only 2 left now for Washington, pardon me. We got to go to break. More of the road favorite cavalcade continues. Week 13 coming back on VSiN's Primetime Action. Heinicke scrambles, runs.
Don't get stripped. Okay.
It's going to be 2nd and 2. Let's go. Get it in there, baby. Coming back, VSiN's Primetime Action. What's he on?
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Oh, God.
The VSiN Cyber Monday offer is here. I cannot believe what I just saw.
Oh, God.
Right now, when you sign up for our $99 midseason football special, you also receive a $20 credit to the VSiN store. All of our expert sports betting analysis, insights, and data for the rest of the football season, plus $20 to buy VSiN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. It is a limited time offer, so sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at VSiN.com/subscribe. What a turn of events. Washington, aided by a couple flags, get the ball in the end zone. A Heinicke to McKissick short touchdown pass to make it 9-7. And on the ensuing extra point, a bad snap just made it that much late.
Did he
late.
Just drill that like 3 inches off the ground?
And Seattle returns the extra point attempt all the way to the house. And we have, instead of a 10-7 game, we have a 9-9 game. Rasheem Green, who just had committed a roughing the passer penalty, returns that all the way. And so with 56 seconds left, by the way, the first half spread very much in the balance with that. For some, right? Washington goes from a potential 10-7 lead to a 9-9 game. 56 seconds left. Seattle will get the ball now with one timeout in their pocket.
That's a big guy return right there, too.
That's a big man return. Wasn't really challenged. Oh, man. Are you kidding me? That just happened.
I'm sure that won't come back to bite us, right?
No, of course not.
If I say that after every missed extra point, then three times that.
Yeah, that won't come back to haunt anybody.
Oh, my God. In the history of 9-9 halftime scores.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
I cannot say for certain that it's never been
How many have there been?
Well, not even that. I mean, sure, I'm sure there's been like three field goals apiece. Like,
yeah.
Like games or something. But
Joey Sly, by the way, appears hurt. He couldn't really get that kickoff going.
Still a lot of field goals to hit, kick in one half.
Joey Sly slips and hurts himself.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is getting great.
Oh, boy.
I was making fun of Chris Blewett earlier, but that was a bad snap. That was a...
I love kickers running.
Look at Sly. What was that? What
just happened? Running.
Oh, he pulled his hamstring. Running. Pulled his hamstring on his non-kicking leg.
Oh, man, this is really going to come back to bite us.
Now we're dead.
Now we're going to get that punter who has never kicked
now
before,
we're
probably.
Dead. Yeah, now we're dead.
Seahawks thinking score, though, here. With 51 seconds left in the timeout, there's a short pass over the middle. Everett. But that's an 8-yard pickup, clock ticking. Seattle won't use their timeout here, obviously. Down to 40 seconds at their own 36, 9-9 game.
I'm deflated again, Gil.
I am super deflated.
I was inflated and then deflated all in 12 seconds. Like, all my inflation.
This has got gunslinger Taylor Heineke second half written all over it. You don't have a kicker to rely on. Extra down. Come on. You're just Taylor going to get us home.
Let's just do it.
Third and two at 32 seconds left. What a clock stops on an incomplete pass.
Yeah, Russell Good Wilson, Lord. 8 for 11, 145, one touchdown.
I have a suggestion for the Washington defense here. Could you keep track of Tyler Lockett here? Could you do that?
I feel like they've been so focused on DK the whole night that, they're kind of getting burnt. Metcalf, zero catches.
Seattle leads... first down, otherwise we're going to the locker room, tied at 9-9. And here's Wilson. They're going to hand it off, and they are not going to get it. And so, unless Washington decides to use a timeout here, which they do not, we are going to go to the locker room 9-9.
Pete, why are they calling a timeout?
Washington is calling timeout or Seattle? Somebody call timeout.
Well, you would think it'd be Washington.
You would think it would be Washington.
Why the heck would Pete Carroll, why are they running the ball there? You tried to pass it down before, but you're going to run the ball there.
Like with the Rams yesterday at the end of the game, you can't do that with no timeouts. Although they did have their one timeout, I should
put it. They had the one, but it's like they're giving up on the half.
There's too little time.
But a play later than when they should have given up on the half.
There's too little time to mess around with that. Again, that turn of events on the extra point affected some people's first half bets.
The last 9-9 halftime score was in 2016.
Sure.
So there was that. But I wonder when the last time a 9-9 score came via this route to 9-9.
So Seattle is responding to the Washington timeout with 23 seconds left by sending Russell Wilson back on the field with 23 seconds left in the half. This a attempt to draw them off play here?
I mean, it has to be, right?
Because you can't make this error here
and
on your side of the field.
It's also so obvious because Pete Carroll, it doesn't ever line up to go for it.
I swear, if Washington jumps off sides, I will lose my mind. Do not jump. No one jump. They're not running a play. Do not jump. Whatever you do, play clock. Down to 5. They're not running a play. Don't jump. Play clock, 2-1. There you go. Okay. Thank you for not committing that.
Where does Pete Carroll rank on going for it on fourth down this season? I would think he's in the bottom quarter probably. Yeah. But then he goes passing play second down, running play that goes nowhere on third.
You know what's so great about that? It didn't even look like Russell Wilson made that big of an effort either. He's like, God, they know. This is not going to work.
If we never do this,
he didn't do a whole scream at the line of scrimmage thing. He was like, yeah, it's not going to work. It's not going to work, Coach. I'll act like it, but not going to scream too loudly.
I feel like some coaches, when they make poor decisions, they fake out the opposing coach, right? We're like, Rivera should have called a timeout earlier. Would have had more time left on the clock, but I don't think he knew what the heck Pete Carroll was doing.
Has there been an extra point return for 2 points yet this year? What was that from Dixon? A little rugby kick there.
Oh, look at
Everybody
that.
Everybody get away from it. All right, so... Washington should probably kneel here, and we'll go to the locker room 9-9.
Hey,
And my guess, Matt, with the has there ever been a 9-9 score that way, would probably be no, because you've never – how many have we ever had in the history, right, where extra points returned for the two? Because that wasn't always worth 2 points.
So that 9-9 game, I wonder, was that – did someone kick 3 field goals and the other team had a safety and a touchdown, or who knows?
Who knows?
We'll have to look at the box score.
Live line 3 in favor of the Seahawks, 41.5. Is your total.
I just want to say this also, that Washington touchdown drive was completely referee-aided, right? There was the hold on Humphreys, which was ticky-tack. There was the roughing the passer where he just really landed on Heinicke. And the clock ticks down to 0-9-9 into the locker room. A scintillating first half of football.
We'll take
everybody.
It. We'll take. They're within 8. They're within 8, Kelly.
Back to the week 13 numbers here.
The ties, we win.
Giants at Dolphins. Dolphins minus 3.
This Dolphins team, spunky. Let's call it spunky. You want to call it spunky?
From 1-7, from 1-7 to 5-7.
Boy, how do you feel, too, with everybody being like, Tua's terrible, get Deshaun Watson in here, this guy can't play, whatever, all this stuff, and all he's done is gone out.
Good for Tua.
Yeah. All he's done is gone out and done this, by the way, without ever having the trio of wide receivers on the field at the same time.
Yeah. Look at this from Seth Walder, numbers game, frequent guest. Despite the Dolphins ranking last in pass block win rate, he's 8th in QBR on the year.
Yeah. With a horrible line.
Yeah.
And he's still doing that. And everybody wanted to replace him, and everybody was like, you're the worst. No, he's just gone out, and he's just done what's been asked of him. Line flash at 2.5 if you want Seattle. It's down off of the 3, 41, the total right now in this one. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any interest in this one, mainly because I don't really know what the health status of all that Giants team is going to be. Are they going to get Sterling Shepard back? How's all that going to play out? Are the Dolphins going to get one or both of Will Fuller or Devontae Parker back as well? I mean, that could kind of shift drastically how I think about this game in general. So I'll hold off and wait on injury reports on that one.
All right. Next, week 13, also in the early window, in addition to the Vikings. Oh, this isn't the one. I thought it was coming up. But this is another road favorite. Eagles, 6.5-point favorites at the Jets.
It makes you wonder if this is a buy-low spot on this Eagles team, but I just, I try very, very hard to not be, to let the recency bias kind of play in, but I sat and watched that Eagles game pretty intently, considering I had them in the contest, and I was like, all right, really could use you guys to cover this 3.5. That'd be fun.
Were you like, any time now?
And there were 9 different opportunities for them to do it, and we're unable to do it. And I just, it's going to be tough for me to back them at that number.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's not one that's going to get in my account, even in a teaser situation or something like that. I'm not interested. You're right, Matt. I think after just literally watching that game yesterday, it was, I need to take a break from you
it's
guys.
It's sour. It's
we
sour.
Need a break.
We need a break.
It's not you, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Last early game. So I think I like all the ones we've gone through, I like Minnesota the best. At Detroit, I also like this one equally. The Colts only 9 at the Texans. Why?
I got the Colts at 7.
7. It was 7 yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I don't get this.
Yeah.
It was 7 yesterday.
7. So
guessing lines thing is really putting a crimp in my style.
It is ruining your betting. Yeah.
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 Well, except don't worry, because every time we do these, then someone ends up on the COVID list.
Yeah, I know. Evens out.
Yeah. No, I also, as well, too, Gil, loved it.
Yeah, Colts and Vikings, my favorite early window. We'll do the late window. We'll do prime time next for Week 13, Beeson's Primetime Action.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on Primetime, Gil, Matt, Kelly. Matt, you have Fat Man Speed. Tallies in here?
18.41 miles per hour on that was his max speed on that return. It's the fastest max speed reached by a defensive lineman. They corrected this. Fastest speed reached by a defensive lineman ever outside of Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh, wow.
In 2019, Jadeveon Clowney. And everybody looks at Jadeveon Clowney. He's like, this freak athlete.
Yeah.
18.5. So this was 18.4.
He was moving.
He was moving.
Rasheem Green.
I feel like I could hit like 7.
Kelly, I would be so, it would be joyous to see you rumbling down the field with the football. Like, I would just love that. With the beard. With the full beard.
With the full beard, yeah.
Our primetime action Circa Million contest recap for the week. Not so much. 1-3 with Washington pending. We did get the Patriots. We all had that, personal and with our primetime action. The Eagles, we were matched, all three of us, on that one.
Yeah.
Also, that did not work. The Vikings.
We played the Vikings?
Yeah, you guys loved it. I didn't. I liked the.
Yeah, we were both on it.
You guys were both on it.
It was a two-voter for you and me.
You guys were both on the Vikings, and you guys were both on the Panthers.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the fifth. Yeah, that was the fifth one.
It was your fifth toss.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't play that in my. I didn't play that in the contest.
Sure. Just being, sounds convenient.
Just being transparent. I didn't play that one.
How you feeling about Washington here in the second half, tie game?
I'm looking at a tweet here. You would know this better than me because you pay much more attention to this team. That is the fourth blocked kick.
Yeah.
This season.
I talked earlier on the show about Chris Blewett having a couple blocked already.
But the fourth, that's insanity.
And I was talking about
that's insanity.
Yeah.
You were right, though. Like that, watching that replay multiple times, that ball, like, it didn't even need to get blocked. It was going to hit right into the line anyway.
That was the thing with Blewett's kicks. We all, like, you know, every Washington fan's texting each other, like, he's not a professional kicker. Like, he can't get it over the line. You didn't even have to raise your hand.
That was going to, like, hit the long snapper right in the back of the head.
In fairness, the snap on that did come to the other side of the holder, and so by the time he got it there, that was probably...
The whole process was wonky.
Yeah.
I'd have the snap, the hold, and the kick.
Yeah. NBA pre-flop here, late? What do we got?
Yeah, we got one game tonight, a 10:30 Eastern start. Clippers, Pelicans. Clippers laying 7 at home against the Pelicans. No Zion back yet, but he's I think he's advanced to 5-on-5 practice, guys.
Has he?
Yeah, oh. I believe he has. So
wake me up when he's at 6-on-6.
I'm just looking for latest injury news. Nobody big tonight. No Marcus Morris still for the Clippers. Nick Batum actually is out tonight.
Batum!
Illness. So a couple guys out there. I don't know. I would lean the Pelicans have been terrible. The problem is that if Valanciunas or Brandon Ingram get cooking, they can keep this team alive in any game. So I'm not rushing to lay 7 with the Clippers. Might look at them in-game tonight. In-game NBA betting has been saving me so far the past week and a half, 2 weeks of the season. It has been good.
That Ravens-Browns thing last night, just the underfest. It's amazing how the most brain-dead things will sometimes make you the most money. I hit that pounding once.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny how we don't think of. Yeah, like we dive into so many numbers and everything for these teams, and it's like it took all of one quarter to watch that last night before you're like, oh yeah, this is that like late season AFC North, like these guys are not going to do anything on offense because the defenses are both pretty good and they know everything about the opposing offense.
And we just saw the first half spread and the balance here with Washington and Seattle for some. Last night, that 5 turnover barrage and a 249, like back and forth, the live lines, if you had access to first half lines, it was just ridiculous. Let's go to the afternoon games. We got 4 afternoon games and then 2 primetime. Week 13, 4 teams on byes. Oh, is there something
else? News bit real quick. So Joey Sly questionable to return with Hampshire.
Sly questionable. Now, I would not know who's kicking in his. If he's not able to go, is Tress Way kicking? I don't know.
Yeah, you usually assume the punter.
Yeah, except if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, we found out that doesn't happen. You remember that when?
Yeah.
When Boswell couldn't go, we're like, yeah, Presley Harvin can't really kick.
I mean, the problem is like all of these punters, like they practice it right a little bit, but some of them have much more experience from like high school and college doing that stuff than some of these guys.
Well, there it is right there. Tress Way is practicing kickoffs before the second half here.
Okay.
At the stadium.
Kickoffs. Yeah, I mean, you've kickoffs, got somebody. Yes.
Yeah.
What about field goals? Him too? Because that's what we always assumed. And then we saw the Pittsburgh Steelers already this year. They're like, nope, we have to go for it every fourth down.
Yeah, I would.
Our punter can't kick.
I would assume that they'll be going for it a lot here in the
second
half.
Which also goes back to my whole thing of make an extra point if you're a punter. This is just my thing.
No.
You should be able to make an extra point if you're a punter.
You should have a contingency plan for this if you're a football team. Like, what happens if your kicker goes out? Remember Boswell got concussed and it was like, oh, no. We got to go for it every fourth down.
It's tough, right? Because you don't want to wait. Like, you don't want to waste the roster spot, but
somebody's got to be.
Somebody can make an extra point.
Yeah,
it's 31 yards. Come on, man.
Washington is at the Raiders.
Someone can do this.
Or even so. Well, we've seen Chad Johnson kick him before. I mean, in for fun, but like somebody on that roster has to have had kicking experience at some point in their life.
We got to go rapid fire here, boys. Washington at the Raiders. Raiders favored by 3.
Nothing to do with this one. I want nothing to do with this
one. Maybe a teaser option for Washington upped for me, but I don't know.
Jags at the Rams. Rams favored by 13.5. Get right game for the Rams?
Well, like I said.
Better be.
I wouldn't play this because they have to be talking. They have to be talking about sitting Stafford for this game. They have to be. Like, what? If you are going to try and honestly win a Super Bowl, your quarterback can't have 5 injuries going into the playoffs. So you're not going to win. You're going to lose. So why, if you're 2 touchdown favorites at home, are you going to trot him out there and just?
It's a very valid point.
Yeah. Nothing for me until I hear a little bit further.
By the way, the Browns are on a bye, but you would hope that Kevin Stefanski would be thinking about that with the Browns too. But he shows no willingness to take Baker Mayfield out. Late window of the late games. Ravens at Steelers. AFC North. Ravens favored by 3.5.
I want to fade the Ravens so bad.
But you don't want to do it with this.
But
thing,
I can't
do
it with just the. Oh, all right. He got it down there.
Tressway kicks to the 3-yard line, and there's a return for the Seahawks out to the 30.
Maybe any team in the NFL outside of the Steelers would be much more appealing to me. But yeah, I mean, can't do it with this version of the Steelers team.
49ers at the Seahawks. 49ers, 6-5. Debo not going, though.
Debo not going. It still feels like it should still be the 49ers, especially after what we're seeing here tonight.
Yeah.
Like,
both of these teams look miserable tonight.
But I mean, this is 3 weeks now in a row of the Seahawks team. I mean, there was 2 blown coverages has been the whole offense for them.
I mean, I shouldn't say that about the Seahawks. They had 2 big plays to Tyler Lockett.
I mean, Russell Wilson's looking a lot better.
Russell Wilson looks a lot better.
8-for-11, 145, a touch.
Hey, there's a flag on a kickoff return, Kelly. Thought you should know. Very late flag.
That's crazy.
Really.
I mean, I think the biggest concern always with the Seahawks is how many times Pete Carroll going to let Russell Wilson throw the ball and make Alex Collins run the ball?
Got to establish that run, Kelly.
I mean, they've already wasted tonight 7 carries, 14 yards.
Here in 1978, we got to establish the run. Sunday Night Football, Broncos at the Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 10. Russell Wilson play action all kinds of time. Finds his man in the flat for a whopping 1 yard of football.
Dog or pass for me here.
Dog or pass. Too many points.
Yeah.
Dog or pass for me. That said, if the Chiefs coming out of this bye, won this by 30, it wouldn't surprise me. But, yeah, it'd be dog or pass for me.
Broncos didn't have to do much yesterday.
No.
Yeah, I mean, if the Chiefs get to 8.5, sure, I'll put them in a teaser. I don't think that's happening, though, at any point.
Broncos win this, they'll be tied for the AFC West lead with the Chiefs. And we'll see. Could be a 4-way tie in the division, as we said. And then Monday night, we talked about it earlier. Patriots at Bills, 2 teams that are, the Patriots' half-game lead over the Bills in the AFC East. This is at Buffalo. It's 3. You've already made Patriots bets.
Took Patriots at 3.5. Would probably still take them at 3, if I'm being honest.
Please be honest.
Taking the points here. Look, this Patriots team is kind of built to beat this Bills team. Like, they play stout defense, don't give up big, huge plays, ball control. Like, there's a lot to like about the Patriots, I think, in this particular matchup.
Should be fun. A week from tonight, 3rd down for the Seahawks. Misfire from Wilson to Everett. 3 and out for the Seahawks to start the second half. Washington will get the ball back.
I got numbers from our crack staff downstairs. Yes. This is research right here. Tressway in college did have to kick a bit. 1-for-6 on field goals. 11-for-11 on points after.
There you go.
Okay.
That's something.
All right.
Did they put the ball back for extra points in college, though?
I don't think they did.
That's a little problem with that stat. Thank you, though, crack research staff, led by the great Isaiah Von Wrinkle, I think, downstairs. We got to run. Boom, sticky booms. Nightcap next. Tim Murray, Sean King, and Joy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Muff! Fall on that. Thank you.